Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Craig Ministries, Craig House Christian Fellowship. We are in a series, The Gift of the Holy Spirit. Today's message is The Power to Give. I am Dr. Mary Craig, and this message will be delivered by Stephen Craig. It is April 16, 2023. And we will open with prayer.
Holy Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. We thank you for the body and blood sacrifice of Christ on our behalf. We thank you for his life of radical obedience. Perfect, personal, perpetual obedience, even to death on the cross. We thank you that he fulfilled all righteousness, even to dying to pay the penalty for sin, redeeming those for whom he died by his blood, the sacrifice of himself. We thank you he brought the reconciliation that overcomes alienation from you, that by this reconciliation we can know you as Father. We thank you that Jesus bore your wrath, bore the curse, bore the sin, and bore the glory. Jesus destroyed the works of darkness, defeating Satan and his kingdom publicly. We thank you, Lord God, for those in Christ. We're chosen before the foundation of the world, and we are accepted in the Beloved. We thank you that Jesus died, that he was buried, that he rose again from the dead, out from among the dead, and ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Almighty. Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God the Son, Son of God, ruler over the kings of this earth, and coming again in power and great glory. We thank you for the sending of the Holy Spirit, and we ask that the Holy Spirit come as the Spirit of truth, guiding us into the truth, that he come as the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, revealing Jesus Christ to us and granting us wisdom for the days in which we live. We ask that the Holy Spirit open our eyes to comprehend, understand, and perceive what you have for us today. Open the eyes of our minds and open the eyes of our hearts to receive. Honor our desire to glorify you. We come before you in humility, on bended knee with our heads bowed. We pray that we be renewed in the spirit of our minds and put on the new man which was created according to you, God, in true righteousness and holiness, that you would sanctify us by your word and by your Holy Spirit, that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ with love, compassion, and grace, that we might love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. So again, this is the series, The Gift of the Holy Spirit, and the message, The Power to Give. And this is Mary Craig. And I'm delivering the message. Stephen Craig, that's me. Okay. We have looked at the arche, exousia, iskous, and the power of God and dunamis relative to exousia. We have explored God's mighty power and kratos. Now we will move on to the didomi, power of God. The root meaning of this Greek word translates as the power to give. Strong's number 1325, D-I-D-O-M-I, pronounced did-o-me, with the emphasis on did. A prolonged form of a primary verb, which is used as an alternative in most of the tenses. To give, used in a very wide application, properly or by implication, literally or figuratively, greatly modified by the connection. Adventure, bestow, bring forth, commit, deliver up, give, grant, hinder, make, minister, number, offer, have power, put, receive, set, shew, that's S-H-E-W, smite, plus with the hand, strike, plus with the palm of the hand, suffer, take, utter, yield. Okay? This word is so extensive that we must remember the context of the passage of Scripture and the grammar of the verse in which it is used. Here's just a sample. Here's just a sampling. And this is from Thayer's, T-H-A-Y-E-R apostrophe S, Thayer's Greek Lexicon. And it's didomi. So we have seven of these, and the first one is to give. Second one, to bestow a gift. The third, to supply, furnish necessary things. Number four, to give over, deliver, to give over to one's care, entrust. Number five, to give what is due or obligatory, to pay, wages or reward. Number six of seven, to cause to come forth, i.e., as the sea, death, and hell are said to give up the dead who have been engulfed or received by them. And lastly, number seven, to commission. This word is used 415 times in the New Testament. Let's look at some of those pertaining to God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Matthew 9:8. And glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Matthew 10:1. Him, his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits. Matthew 10:8. Freely ye have received, freely give. Matthew 10:19. How or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in. Matthew 12:39. And there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign. Matthew 13:11. And said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries, but to them it is not given. Matthew 16:9-24. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples, that is, then charged he his disciples, that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to shew unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savor not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. Matthew 16:9-24. Matthew 20:28. But to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew 21:23. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? Matthew 21:42-43. Jesus saith unto them, Did ye never read in the Scriptures, The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, The kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Acts 11:17-18. For as much then as God gave them the like gift, also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Acts 13:20-21. And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 400 and a king, and God gave unto them Saul the son of Kish. Acts 14:3. Of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done. Acts, and that would probably be the granted word in there. Acts 17:25, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath. Romans 5:5, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Romans 12:6, according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according. Romans 14:12. Then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 15:5. Of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another. 1 Corinthians 1:4. For the grace of God which is given you by Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:5 and 2 Corinthians 8:16 and Titus 2:14 and 1 Peter 1:21. God can also give vengeance. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. He gives power as he wills. Revelation 9:3 and 5. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. This word is used some 49 times in the book of Revelation. Revelation was given by God to unveil what was soon to take place. All things come from God, who gives as both creator of all and redeemer of some. He has mercy on whom He will have mercy. He gives grace to the humble. We must walk carefully. Every believer will give account at the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:10. This judgment for believers is not to say one can lose salvation, but to separate away the deeds of wood, hay, and stubble. May it be that we come forth as gold and live our lives acceptably to God's glory. God the Father gave Jesus, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that is the cosmos, that he gave his only begotten, his one and unique Son, that whosoever believes, is believing in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. This power to give reveals to us the character of love as a gift and not a mere disposition. There is the power of action, not just of feeling, in the God kind of love. God's love gave Jesus a specific mandate, a specific work to be accomplished while on earth. The love of God reached out to man to heal the sick, feed the hungry, and raise the dead. The love of God reached out to man to heal the sick, feed the hungry, and raise the dead. God's love compelled Jesus to give his life a ransom for many and to lay down his life for the salvation of those given to him by the Father. Jesus declared in John 6:37 that all that the Father gives me shall come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out. Jesus' personality or the benefits of hanging around him. Okay, so I'll read that again. Jesus' personality or the benefits of hanging around him didn't draw the disciples to him. It did not draw the disciples to him. His personality and the benefits of hanging around him, okay, that didn't draw the disciples to him. It was the supernatural power of God that gave men as disciples to Jesus. Many turned away with the first hard saying of Jesus. They came for the picnics, not for the person, capital P, person. Those who received the power of God chose to follow him. They received the didomi power of God to give their lives to follow Jesus. Okay? Dinomi power. And the reference, John 17:7. The love of God gave men the power to become disciples of Christ. I'm going to read that again. The love of God gave men the power to become disciples of Christ. Jesus' death reveals the force of this, quote, giving, quote, love. Jesus gave his life voluntarily, suffering for the sins of others. He had no personal sin. He came as God in flesh, God incarnate, as surety of the covenant of grace, as mediator of the new covenant in his blood, as sin bearer, as curse bearer, as bearer of the wrath of God, humbling himself, taking the full force of his will and placing it in submission to the Father's will, fulfilling all righteousness for himself, only in the sense that he did it for others' benefit and was pleased to be the sacrifice for sin for those given to him by the Father. This, quote, giving, quote, this giving love brings boldness of conviction, courage, determination, such that Jesus will not lose one. Some call Jesus, quote, the hound of heaven, quote. Some call him, quote, the sheriff of the skies, quote. That sheriff of the skies. This power comes from the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of Christ. It is this didomi power that enables us to overcome our timidity and fears in the face of evil and devils, and to boldly, but not rudely, proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of the Word of God to others. Now, this is going to be a quote from Fuchsia Pickett. Quote, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we will be compelled to give to others the life we have received from God. Quote. That was Fuchsia Pickett. Giving is a lifestyle. People can be givers or they can be takers. Many today are out to see what they can get others to give to them, what the government will give to them. They don't want to work. They want others to work and to give them stuff for free. Jesus said that he was working and his Father was working right up to the very moment. There are all kinds of work, and whatever we do is to be done to the glory of the Lord. We were created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So what are, quote, takers, quote, to do? What are takers to do? Eternal life is a free gift flowing from God's grace. The Holy Spirit is the life producer, the life maker. When someone is born again, that person is to receive the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit transforms lives. He conforms the believer into the image of Jesus Christ. He gives grace to obey through faith, which works by love. A person cannot merit eternal life and doesn't deserve it. But having it, a person can live a life of deep gratitude for eternal life and all else the living God desires to do in our transfer from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Ephesians 4:17-32, live in the light. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him. As the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. That was the King James Version. Finally, most people's minds immediately think about a message on giving as being about money. But the way of life is free from the love of money. The true God changes us inside out. It's about character. It's about integrity and the bent of the heart. God wants us to give graciously, generously, gladly, and as the Holy Spirit guides. We all need hope, encouragement, the message of the gospel of Christ, kindness, and we all need forgiveness. God's kindness leads to repentance. Nearly all people have had experiences that can make one either bitter or better. God wastes nothing. He works all things together for good and for his purposes. Remember the Lord your God. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. And now let's pray. Father God, I ask you to help us to put off those things in our life that are not your will, not seemly, and to put on those things which are pleasing to you and in accord with your heart, Lord. Grant us the grace to line up with the heart of the Holy Spirit and the mind of Christ in order to do the will of the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for all of your gifts, and we thank you, Lord, for the Word of God, which it shows us the truth. We thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And we give you the praise today. We give you the glory. Lord, help us. In Jesus' name, amen. And now if you please stand for the benediction.
Hebrews 13:20-21. Now may the God of the peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.